It's the Madman DVD review with Maria Walls.
It is indeed. Maria, are you there?
Yes, I am. Sorry, Matthew. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Don't be sorry. You haven't done anything wrong that I know about.
Oh, well, I'm sure that's debatable.
Welcome to the One-Off Wednesday Breakfast show on 95BFM.
Great job, you guys, this week. Thank you.
And I had it in my head we were to discuss something, and I'm happy to have been wrong, because there's nothing quite like a surprise. So,
you're nicely open to surprises.
Everybody pretend I didn't say what I said, and then, don't even think of anything.
We'll be talking about something that you said next week.
I will shut up and I'll let you talk. How about that?
Well, are you a fan of Jim Jarmusch?
I'm a big fan. Yeah.
You are. So you like coffee and cigarettes and Only Lovers Left Alive and...
Yeah, I've had two coffees, but no cigarettes just yet.
Oh,
but yeah, no, that's
I'm
such a great film.
That.
Yes, I am. And yes. Please tell me you're about to talk about his new film.
I am, yes. Patterson with one T.
Yeah.
From last year. And it's about a bus driver who drives for Patterson Buses, and he's called Patterson. It's funny, isn't it? Jim Jarmusch, I've been a fan for years too. You know, he's the kind of ultimate auteur, arty-farty filmmaker who has produced some really quite moving films over the years.
Yeah.
And Patterson has largely received really good reviews. But I don't know, I just watched it and then I had a bit of a dig around and I thought, yeah, no, I don't think I'm the only person feeling like this. This bus driver is, you know, he's a trapped poet. He writes poetry, and his very adoring wife encourages his poetry and sort of sees him as this great poet idol, how magical he is indeed. And he, you know, gets to have some minor problems on his day-to-day bus route.
Pretty minor.
Yeah.
In the
context of the world right now, I don't know whether Patterson's problems are really that pressing.
Yeah. I think the feeling I got from watching it, and I don't want to, there's not really much to spoil. It's kind of a few days in the life of, isn't it? But
yeah.
It was, I sensed that maybe he had, in his past, had more stress than he was currently undergoing. But
yes, he has, and he's suffering a trauma. But you know, given the fact that there are vast millions in the world who are suffering traumas of much more urgent need.
Yeah, but
did you
enjoy the film, or are you saying you weren't a massive fan?
Yeah, no, it's really pleasing. It's very, you know, very Jim Jarmusch and very, you know, considerately put together and paced and, you know, observing of minutiae that's quite appealing. But, you know, the fact that Adam Driver was cast as Patterson, the main character, and he's a fairly young actor, he's about, you know, 32, 33, and he was in the HBO comedy Girls, which has had a lot of press, and he was in Man and Boy and in Lincoln, and of course in, Star Wars, where he played Kylo Ren really badly.
New Big Bad.
Yeah, so he's a pretty trending kind of young actor. But he does, you know, there has to be a lot of silent acting in Patterson, you know, meaningful presence, and I think that he's just not experienced enough to deliver that.
Right.
However, perhaps if another actor was put in, it might have improved.
Or yeah, right.
Maybe Jim Jarmusch needs a bit of a dynamite boost. I'm deciding to take it just a more critical stance on Patterson, because I think it really, in this context, maybe 10, 15 years ago, it would have felt different.
Right.
Oh dear, maybe Jim Jarmusch is aging.
It's hard to tell, he's always had white hair, so...
He has always had that lovely white hair, yes, it's so true.
I enjoyed it. I the cinema that shall remain nameless has a very small cinema that they show films on sometimes.
Yes, I think I know the one.
And it's shithouse quality, and I felt like I was watching it on... It wasn't done justice by where I watched it and how I watched it. So I, for the first time, I think I prefer to take the DVD home and watch it in my home than watch it where I watched it.
Funny how that quality factor is actually a concern these days. You know, we used to watch stuff on VHS.
Yeah, I know.
Through the glitches. the eyes, we all have them now.
Yeah. Although, you know, you go to place like Nor Leman or something, and you see films you recognise but played on those really, really high definition TVs, and it feels like you're watching
plastic.
It feels like you're watching Shortland Street or something, you know, with that kind of just hyper real quality. With, I don't know, I'm not a fan. I like a kind of maybe a TV from 9 years ago or something.
Something with a little bit of grit remaining.
Yeah,
I totally agree. It's like this laminate that's been cast across, you know, all screens, and it really renders things differently. You know, I mean, in itself, that framing is really quite interesting, and how much it affects any kind of content. But I'm sure we could talk about that type of thing all day.
Yeah, I could. People out there, I'm sure, will still be curious.
Of course. I mean, it is a Jim Jarmusch.
It is a Jim Jarmusch, and it is. I really liked it, and you liked it, but you were maybe a little bit more critical of it than I had things I didn't love about it myself, but I prefer to focus on the fact that I did like it. So.
Yeah, nice.
Just simply so that we can entice people into...
Being interested,
because I actually, it's a, but you know, buyer beware. It is a slow film. At least attempts to be a thoughtful film, and there are cupcakes in the film. So there you go.
There are cupcakes. Yeah. There's almost bunting.
So, how do you like to give these away?
Oh, perhaps with some sort of maybe some sort of pop quiz question for a listener.
Sure.
Or somebody who begs, or...
Who is Adam Driver's mum in Force Awakens?
Hey, nice.
Who is Adam Driver's mum? Adam Driver's character's mum in The Force Awakens?
Yes.
Should we go with that?
Yep. That sounds fabulous.
All right. Well, I'll play some music and take a winner, and nice to talk to you.
Likewise.
All right.
Have a fabulous week on air.
I will, thank you very much. Talk soon.
Thanks, Matthew. Bye-bye.
Maria Walls from Madman, with the Madman DVD review of Patterson. We're giving away a copy to whomever can first tell me who Adam Driver's character's mum was in The Force Awakens. Because The Force Awakens is the polar opposite film of Patterson, but does indeed star the same person. So, here's the outro, and then we'll go to some Lord Echo.
That was the Madman DVD review.